One, two, three, go. Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Espresso Babe. I'm Lee, and joining me today is a man who has once more rediscovered the gift of sight, though I have recommended to himself he leave the miracle of mirrors alone for just a little bit longer. It's Callum.
Thank you for such a nice introduction, sir. I was expecting more of a brutal shutdown.
I mean, I did suggest don't look in mirrors.
True.
But no, I'm not going to mock you for getting glasses. It's about time you actually did something to fix your terrible eyesight.
And I am indeed.
So before we kick off properly onto the riddles, I would just like to let you know we have finally... I have finally sorted the designs for the new tees. So the two of you that won last the week before last, which would be Unholy Cow and Foxfire, they will be arriving in the near future. As soon as they get to me, we'll send them off to you. The rest will be available on our website, which is available on our bio, or we will be going through it at the end of the podcast. So... shall we go over last week's riddles?
Let's. Would you like me to go first?
Why not? You can read it now, maybe.
Okay. Use the cross the nation, step by step, I get you to your destination. I come in all sizes and shapes, but watch out, a lot of us are fakes.
So I eventually went with signs. It could equally be legs, and a lot of people were saying legs. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was the right answer.
Yes.
But would you like to put us out of our misery?
You were wrong.
Yeah?
It was shoes.
Shoes?
Yeah.
That's a fake shoe.
What, fake Nikes?
It's still a shoe.
Yeah, but they're not. And I believe Nanon got it right.
Oh, well, well done, Nanon. Good job. Sassy, Amelia, oh my god, shoes, says Noah. We're very well, thank you. Well, in that case, Mr. Callum, well done to you, sir.
Thank you.
So my riddle last week was as follows. If silence is golden, then silence I crave. I'll protect what I've gathered from night or from knave even. Find death or find glory, seek me out if you dare. You'll find naught that's bearded in the depths of my lair.
And I believe I answered dragon.
Hello, Jessica. And dragon was correct. So, shall we go over this week's riddle, sir?
Yes. You can start
as,
this time.
Okay, as ever, if you think you know the answer, feel free to shout it out. We will be giving our answers towards the end of the podcast. Right, so my riddle to you, sir. Some folks call me wild, others call me a clown. But don't call me a fool or raise your hand when you're down. Now I speak not in jest, so if you're still not on track, most of my friends wear red or wear black. Do you need me to go over that once more, sir?
Yes, please, because I'm dumbfounded.
Okay, some folks call me wild, others call me a clown, but don't call me a fool, I raise your hand when you're down. I speak not in jest, so if you're still not on track, most of my friends either wear red or wear black.
Okay, I think I have a idea, but I will give my answer, as always, at the end of the episode. Are you ready for my riddle, sir?
Yes, absolutely. If anyone did pop an answer out to that riddle, by the way... I'm afraid we rather missed it from our little friend there spamming. So please do shout out your answers again.
Yes, please do. Right. Ubari King, an expensive treat. Africa, my origins, I fright in the heat. My body can be made up of nearly entirely water. Over 1,200 varieties that you can order.
Right, once more if you would, buddy. Cucumber said David. That's what I was kind of going with, just for the mostly made up of water thing.
Excellent. Shall I go again?
Yes, please.
Ubari King, an expensive treat. Africa's my origins, I thrive in the heat. My body can be made up of nearly entirely water. Over 1,200 varieties that you can order.
Expensive treat.
And a winter soldier said sponge.
Cactus. Melon.
Melon, says Lara.
Ooh, I like that. I like that, Lara. I like that more than cucumber, in fact. Well, I will give my answer towards the end of the podcast. Right, so... we will return to the riddles a little bit later on, but in the meantime, shall we go forward to a hypothetical?
Yes, let's.
So I have given you a little bit of a pre-warning on this one, but let's see how we get on. And let's see how our viewers get on as well. You can have any piece of relatively mundane tech implanted anywhere in your body. It can be adapted to function as needed, again, wired up to your system. And if you need functional accessories... with it, they will also be available. What tech are you choosing?
Well, as it's your hypothetical, sir, you answer first.
Yeah, and I could think of a lot of really fancy things you could get put in, just for sort of gits and shiggles.
Anywhere in the body. Yes.
Yes, but I'm not entirely sure how much what you're thinking would actually improve your day-to-day life for very long. The novelty would quite quickly wear off. When you're ready, sir.
Yeah, you're hypothetical, sir, so it's you.
So I had a few sort of quite fancy ideas, like various things, even things up to sort of torches behind the eyes would be quite handy.
Yeah.
I'd love to be able to get camera capabilities in my eyes. Yeah, I did briefly think about that. Eventually, I decided I'd like a USB port.
I don't know why I said
that. With a functional USB.
Okay, so then you basically, how would it stay charged?
It's a USB. What do you mean, how would they stay charged? They don't take charge.
Yeah, but if you have a USB port, what are you going to plug into it?
USB.
Okay, so you plug a USB into
you can I could effectively easily double my memory capacity. I could keep awkward memories I don't really want to remember but might need to separate somewhere else until I needed them.
Oh, okay, so you're like a file transfer.
Yes!
Okay, I thought you were like going to plug stuff in and charge off yourself.
Lara said the same thing, a USB port so I can collect memories in a USB stick. That's exactly what I was going with. I'd love to have a voice-controlled arm. What?! Surely you've already got a brain-controlled arm.
I definitely lose the USB sticks.
Oh no, I lost my memory of my daughter. Where's it gone? Wait, do I have a daughter?
Thank you for liking Alive, everybody.
But yeah, there are definitely some memories I have that I don't want to forget, but I don't want to have knocking around in my head all the time.
But where would you have it, though?
Well, you could learn so many languages and keep them all in separate sticks. That's very true. Dead handy. Hang on. Where's my Chinese file? Suddenly start speaking Chinese, that'd be dead handy.
Man's fluent in Mandarin.
To be fair, yeah. They have several languages in China, don't they? I don't know what they all are. The only one I know of is Mandarin. So clearly I don't speak any yet. But yeah, so I'm sticking with USB. Probably somewhere in the arm, I reckon.
Mm, yeah.
So wherever you were thinking, Nanon, I'm not going to put it anywhere awkward.
Oh, very good, sir.
So, I bought you a little bit of time, and I did warn you about this one in advance because it's just one you want to give a little bit more contemplation to, I think, because there are so many potential ideas to come up.
Well, I've gone with something quite simple.
Yes.
I'd want to be like a walking hotspot.
I'd have the port in my neck, says Lara. You just stab yourself in the neck every time you want to get some information.
I'd want to be like a walking hotspot.
You mean like Wi-Fi and stuff?
Yeah, but do you know like you get the BP thing pop up, but you got to pay like £1.50 for like an hour?
BP is petrol, isn't it?
Not BP, BT. Sorry, the BT one where you can get like 15 minutes for a pound. I'd want that set up. So if
you already charged 15 minutes for a pound.
Hey, that's something completely different. But yeah, we won't talk about that too much.
Sorry.
Because every time someone connected to me, like, I would get paid.
Every time you someone connected to you, you get paid?
Yeah.
Again, is that not something you... I'm sorry, I'm so childish.
Must be the new shaven face.
Childlike
consistency.
Someone else asked something about coffee and I completely missed it, but maybe.
Yes.
All right, like yes. Coffee. I'll try and crank up the maturity just a little bit. I would also like to have a memory card capability in my eyes so I can rewatch past memories. Oh, that's quite cool. That's from Winter Soldier. That's quite a fun idea. So you want a sort of play-by-play. Do you want one eye or both eyes? Because if you had just one eye, if you have both eyes, you'd have to stop so you didn't walk into things when you were trying to watch back memories. One eye. Yeah, no, I think you're right there. But I like that show. I think that's a good one. What's my favourite disease?
Ooh.
Gout.
Gout.
What a weird question. What's your favourite disease? I'll go with rabies. Let's have a bit of rabies.
I don't know. I can't pick a disease.
You can't pick a disease?
No.
I was fully expecting you to say like syphilis or something.
I'm going to say COVID. Because I didn't have to see anyone and it was brilliant.
To be fair, actually, I know it was a traumatic time for a lot of people, but as someone who is moderately introverted, I know I'm saying this speaking to loads of you at the same time, but... As someone who is moderately introverted, I actually had a great time during lockdown. Lara, someone was asking what our favourite disease is, which is a really weird question, but you know what? I'm 100% getting stuck into it. Sorry. Thank you, Athrens, who sent us a capybara. That's like a big guinea pig thing.
I thought it was a dog.
A dog?
I thought a dog just...
That's a chihuahua. So, Shall we move forward to our articles?
Yes.
So I've got a couple of little articles for us today. This one is a little bit unfortunate, but I do think the consequences are just quite fun. So we're going to go into it anyway. And then we've got a more cheerful one, Hello to the Philippines, to finish off on. So are you ready, Mr. Callum?
Yes, I'm ready, sir.
Chester man given a nationwide intimate comments ban.
Why is that?
Well, you can kind of guess why. The man's quite clearly a creep.
Mm.
So this is Jacob Allison. Allison from Chester has been given a 5-year criminal behaviour order for not taking no for an answer when we're asking women out. Oh. So again, dude is quite clearly a creep. So yeah, he's been generally making himself a nuisance, been making inappropriate comments to people he really, really shouldn't be, and effectively just harassing these poor people. But now under the order, putting a lid on creeps. Yeah, so under the order, Allison cannot behave in any way that could cause women harassment or distress, including any unsolicited intimate comments, suggestions or requests from any woman in a public place in England or Wales. Cannot enter any Brio Leisure site or in Cheshire or any sites where he's been asked not to come back.
Damn.
This is again legally. And must cease all contact and communication with any woman who has declined an offer to meet up or go out with him. So my boy has basically been stuck on real life Bumble.
How do you police that?
I mean, my suspicion would be, Samantha, what's that say? Samwise, that if he's reported, that'll then count as a breaking of his behaviour order, criminal behaviour order, so he would then get himself clinked up.
So he's not on a train going.
Correct! He can still do it in Scotland, which is particularly weird. I mean, he is! He's basically stuck on real life Bumble. He has to wait for them to ask him out first, or there's not an awful lot he can do. And may I say, having been on Bumble, it's always really interesting when you match with someone and the only opener I ever got was Hey. If I got that on online dating, I'd have been unmatched in a second. So, just to finish up, if any listener is in any way vibing with anything this bloke has done, please stop the pseudo-incel stuff and just, nah. The article, 100, I mean, it's not a red flag, it's the dude is painted red. So yeah, there's not much more to say other than, gentlemen out there, please do remember, no is a complete answer. This is correct, just to get very quickly into that, this is correct, but that's how he got the order in the first place, is through businesses having their staff harassed or public being harassed and reporting him for it. So it's already got him a 5-year behaviour order. Hopefully he'll learn his lesson, and if he does it again, he's going to get himself in an awful lot of hot water. But moving swiftly forward, Mr. Callum, your article, please.
Yes.
Did you really just adjust your glasses to read that?
Yep. A bear stuck in a tree keeps Traverse City, Michigan in suspense on Mother's Day.
Poor bear. Do you know the cheese used to get bears out of trees?
Oh, what cheese?
Camembert.
Oh, my God. The 350-pound bear.
That's a heavy bear.
Was stuck in a tree for hours before being shot 4 times in the buttocks with tranquilizers.
That's either a good night or a terrible night, depending on what you're enjoying.
Causing the bear to eventually fall out the tree onto the mattresses they had placed below.
Aww. So the bear was fine?
Yes, the bear was fine. They checked it for, suffocation and all that stuff. The onlooker said, "It's like the best block party I've ever been to." The whole ordeal had started when wildlife experts responded to a call about a bear in a leafy tree. That's pretty much the story. The bear was released 60 miles up the road.
What kind of bear?
At a woodland. It was a black bear.
Black bear. Mm. Oh, they're wusses anyway. Yeah. They're safe enough.
I just imagine just walking by and it's just a bear just like,
Yeah, we don't get that around here. The biggest thing we've got is badgers.
Mm. You never see them.
In terms of predatory animals. Barely a bear, yes. Yes, that's terrible.
Right, so just bear with us while we get our next
story.
Oh,
shut up. I got chased by a badger once. I love that.
Poor bear was like on a journey and then just got shot down.
I had a fox chase me down the street at 6 a.m. in London. American things in general look a bit rough. So I've got one more very quick article to go over because that was a relatively short one, and this is just a little bit more cheerful than some. At least seen your glasses.
Thank you very much.
Can you see?
Yes, I can. I can read the comments. I can't really read the names.
So are you ready, sir?
I am ready.
Speeding driver tried to switch places with his dog to avoid arrest.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Yep, no, we're actually not joking. This was in Colorado, and our boy was, you guessed it, drunk. When he was pulled over, he genuinely tried to sit himself in the passenger seat, pop the dog in the driver's seat, and tell the police that he was the one who hadn't been driving. When he was asked by police how much alcohol he had consumed, he tried to run away and made it a full 18 metres before being caught and subsequently arrested. He's being held on suspicion of, unsurprisingly, driving under the influences. And so, yeah, we await to see the results, but I suspect he's going to be done. The dog is fine, incidentally, though presumably it's had to put a pause on its driving exploits after its owner was collared.
Anyway, on that note, moving on.
Yes, I have nothing else to add, sir. Is there anything else you need to add before we approach the pause, at least, of our recording?
Anyway, I do have a bit of a throwback news story.
Oh, yeah?
Do you remember back in the day in one of our podcasts, we had the Battle of the Joshuas?
I vaguely remember the Battle of the Joshuas. Didn't it end up with like a very small child winning?
Yeah.
There was a sort of a 20-year-old and this other little lad, and yeah, the 20-year-old basically went, go on, yeah, you win it. Which is very sweet. There were about 200 Joshes gathered for a sort of a LARP battle for the last Josh standing.
There was, yes. Well, I've got a similar story. A Texas city known as Kyle is trying to break a Guinness World Record for the greatest gathering of people with the same name. They'll be trying to dethrone the current holder known as Ivan.
So we've got a gathering of the Kyles, haven't we?
Yeah, so the current record is 2,325 people called Ivan.
Of the same name?
Yeah.
Jesus, I don't like that limit number.
This will be the fourth time that the city Kyle has tried to take the crown. I thought the gathering of Kyles was the Area 51 raid.
Right. Oh, we hang out too much.
We do. Right, should we do our riddles and then
yes,
see if anyone else has any more input?
Absolutely. So this is your last chance to shout out for this week's riddle. Are you ready? Hello, Tonya. So, some folks call me wild, others call me a clown, but don't call me a fool, I raise your hand when you're down. Now I speak not in jest, so if you're still not on track, most of my friends wear red or wear black.
Mm.
Riddle, says man in the mask. That's not the answer.
One more time, please, fool.
Some folks call me wild, others call me a clown, but don't call me a fool, I raise your hand when you're down. Now I speak not in jest, so if you're still not on track, most of my friends wear red or wear black. Is it a funeral? Jester, Joker.
So I was thinking one of them too, but if I say one and then it's the opposite one, were you classing it as the same thing or is it?
No, they're different things.
Oh, for f***'s sake. Do you know what? I'm going to go with Joker.
Cam's going with Joker. Do you think he's got it right? Do you think he's got it wrong? Check back next week to find out. So sorry, but I'm not going to be spilling today. We gave the answer to last week's riddle today. The answer to this week's riddle will be coming next week. You're going to have to stay tuned. We'll be here next week again, 5:30 BST.
Indeed.
I mean, we've been doing it to you guys for the last 2-3 months, so I think we can keep it up.
I think so. Plus, it means you have a reason to come back.
Absolutely. Brings you back. Right, Mr. Callum.
Right. Ubari King, an expensive treat. Africa's my origins. I thrive in the heat. My body can be made up of nearly entirely water, over 1,200 varieties that you can order.
So I like melon, I also like cactus. Ubari King, an expensive treat. I'm going with melon.
Excellent. He says melon. Find out next week if he's right, guys.
Curry.
If he's not.
That's more Asian than African. I hope it's cactus. Thanks, Amy.
Coconut says melon. Cactus definitely says blackheart. Well, you'll have to find out next week, guys.
Yes, indeed.
And hello.
I've gone against the grain again. Everyone's saying cactus, but I'm sticking with melon. Melon says foxfire. Squash says man in the mask. It's like a sort of a texty Tourette's with you. I'm enjoying it, but it's interesting. Pineapple maybe. It's coconut, says Dora.
Indeed. Coconut, I don't see any cactus in Africa.
No, that's true. They're more Mexican, aren't they? More American.
Hello. Shall we do the sign off?
Shall we go over how to contact us?
Yes, let's.
If you are watching us on TikTok, you will know that we are on TikTok. You can find us on Espresso Babe the Podcast, all one word, and don't forget that Espresso is spelled EXPRESSO.
We are also on Facebook. If you just search Espresso Babe, we will come up.
We have a website now as well, always worth checking out, which is expressobabe.tmil.com.
We are also on Instagram, which is expresso_babe_.
We have an email, and if you have anything you think we'd like to bring up in one of our episodes, please do get involved on there as well, which is expresso.babe@yahoo.com.
We are also on YouTube, which is expressobabe.
It is indeed. And last but by no means least, we now have a Discord channel as well, which has generalised chatter on it. We tend to get stuff out there before we get it anywhere else. And we have places where you can just chat with us or pop your ideas forward as well. Obviously, we won't be chatting quite as much as we will do here, but we would love to see you get involved. You can find those links either on our Facebook page or on our website.
They are indeed.
So all that remains, Mr. Callum, is to say that it's always a pleasure.
And it's never a chore, sir.
And we'll see you all next week.
Till next week.
Thank you.
Bye.